الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد ولكل أمة جعلنا منسكا ليذكروا اسم الله على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فإلهكم إله واحد فله أسلموا وبشر المخبتين صدق الله العظيم. All praise, all thanks only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering on the occasion of Jumu'ah. And today we don't only find ourselves on the day of Jumu'ah in the masjid, but also it is in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. These first 10 days of Zulhijjah are so great and so important in our deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath upon these first 10 days. Allah ta'ala in the Quran takes an oath upon many things, but to show us the importance, Allah ta'ala takes an oath. For example, Wal Asr, Allah ta'ala takes an oath on time. Time is something generally that many people get carried away. They think we've got a free time now, it's a long weekend. Let's plan how we can kill that long weekend in terms of the time. Nobody thinks how I can make it useful and more productive in terms of getting closer to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We start planning things so that we can use that time up in holidays, in parties, in brides, and how, what else we can pass through times. So Allah ta'ala is taking an oath in time. Wal asri. I take an oath in time. In other words, when you have this free time, don't think of wasting that time. Think of using it productively. Anyway, the ayat of the Quran, that's not a discussion. I'm just mentioning Allah Ta'ala takes an oath in time. Like that, Allah Ta'ala takes an oath. Allah Ta'ala takes an oath in the horses of war. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَ. Like that, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala takes an oath in the heavens. وَالْسَمَاءِ وَالْطَارِقِ. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath in the fig and the olive, wa-teen, wa-zaytun. In this ayat, Allah ta'ala, which I recited in the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath in the break of dawn. In the break of dawn, there's great lessons for us. After a dark night, after a gloomy night, comes the light and the rays of fajr, of subah sadiq, at the time when the sky now becomes bright, hope starts coming, people's mood start improving. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath in wal fajr, and the next thing, walayalin ashr, Allah is taking the oath in the 10 nights. 10 nights referring to what? Not only to the nights, but also to the days. In Arabic, sometimes you'll use the word night, and it can also refer to day. And also sometimes in our language, sometimes in our usage, we'll speak about night, but it also refers to the day. For example, a person wants to book in a hotel, so the person there will ask him, how many nights you want to book for? It doesn't mean he's only booking for the night, he has to move out in the morning. It means he's booking for the night and for the day. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath in these nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually taking an oath in the days. To such an extent that muhaddiseen and ulama discussed this, that which days are the most blessed in the year for a believer. So ulama explain that when it comes to the days, it is these first 10 days. They are the most blessed days in the whole year for a believer. And when it comes to nights, the last 10 nights of Ramadan are the most blessed nights. So here we have it, Allah Ta'ala has allowed us that we're spending these first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Let us appreciate it. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there isn't any days wherein good deeds are done that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these days. In other words, these first 10 days of Zulhijjah. So Sahaba naturally asked, walal jihad ya Rasulullah, even jihad, in other words, jihad that is done outside these 10 days, jihad means a person is giving his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You mean good actions done in these days are even more beloved to Allah ta'ala than jihad also? This was the question. What a good question to ask. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, walal jihad, even jihad also. Even jihad also is not as beloved as good deeds in this 10 days. Except, there's one exception where a person goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with himself and all his wealth, and he returns with nothing. That is one exception. That person obviously now is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it shows us how Mubarak these first 10 days of Zulhijjah are. So we should not waste it. Although it may be the approach of Eid and that excitement that is building to Eid, which is natural, but these days shouldn't be wasted. Like how when days are Mubarak, similarly to do bad deeds, for example, a person goes to Makkah Sharif, now when he does a good action in the Haram of Makkah, that good action now is multiplied 100,000 times. But also the sin is multiplied 100,000 times if a person does a guna in that place, in that Mubarak place. Similarly, in Mubarak nights and Mubarak days, a person does good deeds, he's beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person sinning in these days also is very, very reprehensible. So therefore we have to be very careful. So anyway, my discussion was on a little bit on Zilhijjah, but also on the approach of Qurbani that is coming very shortly. Next week Sunday, or coming Sunday inshallah, we'll find next week Sunday on the 10th inshallah will be our Qurbani, will be our day of Eid. So how should a person, what spirit should a person be approaching this Mubarak day of Eid? And what desire should he have in his heart? And what desire should go through his mind at the time when he's slaughtering an animal? Is it just something that is routine? Eid has come, let us make arrangements, we need to get an animal, we need to slaughter an animal. Is it something routine? Or is there a message for us in this whole experience, in this whole practice of slaughtering animals? What is that message for us? There are many, many messages, but today I'll just restrict that message to one part of the Quran Sharif where Allah Ta'ala discusses a few ayats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا لِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for every nation sacrifice. Allah ta'ala has created sacrifice for what? لِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ. So that they can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first message we get is we should be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the sacrifice that we're doing, by going through this experience of Qurbani, we should be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what? The favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. لِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. From these animals that Allah ta'ala has given us, this is a great favor. How many people don't even have roofs and shelters over the head? If a person just takes a drive sometimes and look at night or look in the mornings on the side, on the pavements, many places you'll find many, many people are sleeping. No shelter over the head, it's freezing cold. This is the condition they are sleeping. Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with a sacrificial animal. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First lesson we are learning is that we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an animal. And not only at this time of Qurbani, throughout the year, how many times we must think to ourselves we are eating meat, we are eating expensive food items. Do we ever think of those people that don't have anything to eat? This is a time for shukr. Shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you have given me so many ni'mats. It's not a time that I should just while away and waste. I should remember your favors upon me. لِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. Then the next part of the ayat Allah says, فَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُ. These ayats are speaking about qurbani, sacrifice, etc. Next, this part Allah Ta'ala is saying, إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Your Allah is one Allah. One Allah. In other words, whatever directions you take, that thought may come into your mind that what is this pagan? Allah Ta'ala save us, wa na'udhu billah. People make those statements. A pagan practice to slaughter an animal. What is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this ayat, your Allah is one. فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُ. To him do you submit. In other words, his command is his command. Don't think what thoughts come to your mind. What is this practice? Why must we slaughter? What benefit is it? Forget all your thoughts. Allah is saying, فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُ. Then we remember the words of Ibrahim alayhi salam on this Mubarak occasion. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was told, submit. Submit what he said. أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have submitted totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To such an extent that an inconceivable thought of slaughtering one's own son with one's own hands. Sometimes a person doesn't want to see something. He may be faint-hearted. He turns away. He looks away. I don't want to hear. I don't want to see. He's faint-hearted. Has anybody have the heart and the thing to see his own son getting injured, his own son being slaughtered? There was a friend of mine a few years back. He mentions this incident. He says, once I was going with my father, two of us were going together to the bank to do some depositing of some funds, some money. And whilst we were going, somebody seen us and they held us up with guns. So what I did was I had the parcel, I jumped down to the ground with that money so that this guy can't grab it. So this person came over me with the gun.
He said, when my father saw this, my father jumped over me and told that guy, shoot me, don't shoot my son. Shoot me, don't shoot my son. This is a natural instinct that Allah Ta'ala has created in every parent. They rather their life go than their own child's life go. So can you imagine what a level of sacrifice this was by Ibrahim alayhi salam, that to sacrifice his own son with his own hands. But it was for the sake of Allah. فَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدٌ فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُ. That this is what you need to do. Submit. Don't forget what our thoughts go through our mind. What Allah Ta'ala wants us to do is what we will do. Unfortunately today very often it happens that what the World Health Organization tells us, sometimes what the scientists tell us, what these Western people tell us, secular tells us, we are willing to do. But what Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us, very hard we find it to do. So may Allah Ta'ala make it such that we can bring this level of servitude and submission. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ. Glad tiding be to those people that submit themselves humbly to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in worship. They submit themselves. Allah Ta'ala explains, who are these people that submit themselves? Sometimes we think when a person submits himself patiently, humbly, it means that he's there at a walima now and he's not getting impatient because the food is not coming. No, that is only one part of patience. Patience has a very broad meaning. Allah Ta'ala explains different aspects of patience in the very next ayat. الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That when the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is taken, immediately their hearts tremble. Their hearts tremble that these are the words of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that is taking place. The words of Allah Ta'ala is being spoken. These are not ordinary words. Sometimes the qiraat is just playing in a car and everyone is talking like casual, or the radio is playing at home and people are just talking. There is no respect for the words of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes in a hadith that kana waqafan in the kitabillah. That he was such that when the words of Allah Ta'ala were presented to him, when the ayat of Quran was presented to him, it doesn't matter how furious he was, how upset he was, it doesn't matter what condition he was, immediately ABS breaking. Immediately he would stop. These are the words of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is a sign of Iman. A person is respecting the words of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So therefore in the days of Qurbani, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That person that respects the salient features of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it is a sign that he has got taqwa in his heart. So from amongst the salient features of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is also, one is the Quran of Allah Ta'ala, one is the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, one is the azan. When the azan is being called, what respect are we giving the azan? Another also is this qurbani animal of ours. That how are we taking care of this animal? Are we just dragging that animal anyhow? No food is given to the animal. How it is transported, we don't care. This is also Allah Ta'ala is mentioning, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. It's an indication of a taqwa in a person's heart that he has, the level of respect that he shows that animal also. So how a person treats that animal, how he looks up, takes care of that animal. Hazrat Maulana Mahmood al-Hassan Deobandi, rahmatullah alayh, that he would prepare, he would keep a cow for the whole year to sacrifice. And he would take care of it himself, he would wash it, he would clean it, he would feed it, he would get such a close bond to it, that it comes in the kitabs that when he would even walk to madrasa to deliver his lessons at the Darul Uloom, that cow would follow him and come sit outside the classroom. And then when he would leave, that go back home, the cow would follow him again and go home. So such a close relationship he had with that cow. And then what would happen is, as the days of Qurbani were coming closer, he would show so much of love to that animal, he would actually apply mehndi on that animal. Sometimes he would put flowers on it, and he would spend on that animal, because this is part of spending in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, a person spending on his Qurbani animal. So anyway, what he would do is, when the days of Qurbani would come very close, he would even take jalebi and fill a bucket full of milk, few buckets full of milk, and he'd feed that cow also milk and jalebi out of love for that animal. And then when the day comes when he needed to sacrifice that animal after the Eid Salah, he would sacrifice that animal and he would tear for a while, and then immediately he'll buy another animal and he says, this is for the next Eid. That was the spirit that they had of Qurbani, that attachment that they had. It wasn't just something that came randomly, okay, let's put an order through, let somebody else do it for us. They did it with such dedication that they themselves did it. And when he was taken to prison in Malta, then also they were not allowed to slaughter animals there. He put a special request, please allow me to slaughter an animal, make an arrangement for an animal to come. Because of that ikhlas and sincerity and that love that he had for Qurbani and the respect that he had for Qurbani, the officials in that non-Muslim country, non-Muslim prison also, they acceded to his request, and an animal was brought, and on the day of Eid in that prison also, he upheld the spirit of Qurbani. So now Qurbani is coming, let us not just decide to outsource it. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Tirmizi Sharif it comes, مَا عَمِلَ آدَمِيٌّ مِنْ عَمَلٍ يَوْمَ النَّحْرِ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ إِهْرَاقِ الدَّمْ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that there isn't any action more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day or the days of Qurbani than the spilling of blood. Slaughtering with one's own hands. This is unfortunately, sometimes we worry about getting dirty, we worry about getting messed. Let us make it a point of trying to slaughter that animal with our own hands. So this is the message. My time has run out. If we have an opportunity again, Allah Ta'ala gives us the opportunity, we'll discuss further the different aspects that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about in this ayat of the Quran that a person should have as part of the spirit of Qurbani. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Qurbani. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of valuing these days. Remember that the day of Arafat also is coming. For us it will be on Saturday. A person who keeps roza on the day of Arafat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that 2 years' sins will be forgiven. The past year and the future year's sins will be forgiven for that person that fasts. So if we are not able to fast these days, if a person at least should try Monday and Thursday. If he can't do that, bare minimum is the day of Arafah. He shouldn't miss out on that day of fasting, which is next week, Saturday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what he has said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.